Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for this continual flow of love that you give us and inspire us day by day. Because your mercies, your loving action is new every morning. Thank you. As disciples, we can draw close to you and you can instruct us. You can refresh us to refresh others. Thank you. You refresh us to stand strong in the testings of the day. And I thank you, Lord, we will not be ashamed because you have started a wonderful work and you will complete it. You will never leave us or forsake us. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 1 John 4, verse 12 to 15. This is how we know we're living steadily and deeply in him, and he in us. He's given us life, from his very own spirit. Also, we've seen for ourselves and continue to state openly that the Father sent his Son as Savior of the world. Everyone who confesses that Jesus is God's Son participates continuously in an intimate relationship with God. We know it so well. We've embraced it, heart and soul, this love that comes from God.
Hallelujah. Beautiful portion. And yeah, I can just remember, you know, from that first time of just knowing, you know, the answer to escape this name, the story, which is a horror story before we come to Jesus. To escape it, we need to embrace Jesus. There's no salvation under heaven and earth without Jesus Christ. And then that beautiful feeling of release as that evil spirit just left. And it was the first beautiful awakening into this new life, this new kingdom, this new presence of the angels, the presence of the Father, being conscious of being a part of the called out ones, the disciples of the past, Old Testament and New Testament. And then the hearing of Jesus in this kingdom, and this is a kingdom that shakes all other kingdoms, builds you up, wakes you up, and it shakes all other kingdoms. So that was such an amazing experience. And then the infilling of the Holy Spirit, when this other language just burst forth, that was another key point, because who knows the thoughts of God but the Spirit of God? So the Bible says we receive power when the Spirit comes upon us to be witnesses. So without the Spirit, there's no ability, is a better word. There's no fruits of the Spirit, no gifts of the Spirit. But with the Spirit there, we now have got access to God and then the story that he's written for us. And so we wake up to that. And as it says here, it's so beautiful. We testify what we have seen and heard now. And it's been a glorious nearly 40 years of just experiencing so much in that. But this morning, I just want to talk about this last, say you can say about 10 years of my walk. It's been very much my children. Before that, I've always made disciples of all nations, mainly the colorful, colored nation, very much my disciples, ex-gangsters and drug addicts. But this last 10 years, it's been my own children. The Bible says in that there, what I've revealed to you is for you and for your children and their children. So that's been very much my walk. And so first, my baby girl, she's 22 today, Tahila. And it's been just amazing this 10 years. You know, she's been just such a blessing in junior school. I so rejoiced in her playing netball and moving on into excellence, becoming top students. What's it, Duxlele? And then she went to high school. And from high school, she got a bursary and she went and studied at UCT. And this last year now, she just graduated. And we first thought, you know, this is 3 years of hard work. But then we realized, this is 8 years of hard work. Because Telly had to, she knew we wouldn't be able to send her to university. So she had to put her best foot forward. And yeah, she's just excellent in what she does. She's a perfection and she pushes on. And I remember at the beginning of high school, her crying because she couldn't do her math. And I just said to her, Telly, you've got a lot of things come natural with you because you're clever and you're gifted in so many ways, but some things you've got to apply yourself. And then she went on to cut the short story short and that there. By the time she left school, she was a top person in math and top of her class. And yeah, so she just pursued excellence. So, you know, and she got a bursary and yeah, she's got a degree now. So praise God for the excellence and the beauty that I can testify that has woken up in my children. And then we got Joshua, he's exactly like his name, Joshua. He's got a spirit of Joshua, a spirit of an overcomer. He's had a hard walk and that, but he comes forth as a diamond, as a Joshua. He went for a time, he was even fishing with the chocker, catching chocker with my mate. Grew up together as youngsters, Alistair. And then, praise God, he went into computers, which is more in line with his gifting. And he's been through many tests and squeezings, but he's just so focused, a solid kid, lovely kid. And he's just pushing on as Joshua, a real true Joshua moving into God's love plan. And just like them and just like us, we're all works in progress. You know, they're all developing. And then there's Lisha. I can't talk much now about him because the time is not right. But this kid, he is dynamic. And it's like a horror story, but it's an adventure story. And then, you know, we talk often about the love of God changes us from a tragedy to a testimony. You cannot tell you. Lisha has got such a testimony. Like I say, it's not the right time. I can't share now on that, but God has got hold of him. And so God has got each and every one of you. And as the word says here, we can testify about this love that we have seen and experienced because we put God first and we draw close to him. We can all testify. So that was just a bit of encouragement of how I can testify and how thankful I am. And Anita, because of what God has done for us and for our children and children's children. So be blessed. Know God has got you and just stay with him. Draw close. He's come and he's made his home. He's come. He says the kingdom has come. It says the just Father has come. It says we have come to the church of the firstborn and we have come to our names written in heaven. And we come to Jesus that speaks in this kingdom, and we need to just stay obedient. Be blessed, arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.